Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with big name interview shows released every Monday and new short episodes just like this one released Tuesday through Sunday. That's right, an episode every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is November the 23rd and we begin our look back on this day in history with a couple of Guns N' Roses releases. Back in 1993 on this day they released The Spaghetti Incident, an album of cover songs which would be their last record the band would put out until this day in 2008 when Chinese Democracy was released. Going back to 1976 now, and on this day, Jerry Lee Lewis was arrested outside of Elvis Presley's Graceland mansion, waving a pistol around, demanding to see the king. On this day in 1979, Pink Floyd released their first single in the UK for 11 years. Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 was released and, of course, would quickly climb to the number one spot. It was the first single they released since 1968's Point Me at the Sky. And celebrating today is a man who straddled the rock, gospel, jazz, bluegrass, folk. Have I missed anything out? Bruce Hornsby is who I'm talking about. He is probably best known for his huge hit, The Way It Is, which went to number one on the Billboard chart in December 1986. Bruce is 68 years old today. But for today's show, we're focusing on a supergroup that received a special award on this day in 1993. Yes, on this day in 1993, the prog rock superstars Emerson, Lake and Palmer received their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They were one of the most commercially successful prog acts of the 70s, with records like Tarkus, Trilogy and Brain Salad Surgery all reaching number one or two on the UK album charts. Now, one man got as close as anybody could to being part of ELP. I'm talking about Robert Berry. Now, after Carl Palmer and Keith Emerson split with Greg Lake, they formed a band with Robert called Three. And I interviewed Robert last year, and we talked about what it was like working with these two heroes.
Well, Keith Emerson wanted to have lunch, so I spent another year then with Carl and Keith.
Incredible.
Downtown, you know, Kensington High Streets where I lived. I really enjoyed it. It was an amazing time for me. A guy that had a band that had a record contract, a band called Hush, in out of California, and did a little something, but never really cracked it, you know? And all of a sudden, here I am working with my heroes. Pretty cool.
Very cool indeed. I mean, ELP were absolutely huge. And as you say, there you're working with Carl Palmer and the wonderful Keith Emerson and you became the band Three, didn't you?
Yes. And, you know, ELP was accused of being very pompous by a lot of people. So we wanted the most unpompous name you can think of. The manager came, what about Three? Oh, that's pretty unpompous, right?
So you obviously enjoyed your time working with the guys and the album that came out that followed and the big tours and everything like that. I mean, how was that for you? Like you said, you came over from America and then all of a sudden you're working with these two heroes in the UK.
Yes. Interesting enough, I mean, we had a number nine song on the Billboard charts, toured the United States, but we never played Europe or Japan, where Emerson, Lake & Palmer are huge, especially Keith was huge.
Yeah.
We did that year. We did very well with the record. They'd had a lot of criticism because the ELP fans didn't want Keith playing songs like Carl had done in Asia. See, Carl didn't get criticized. He'd already done Asia. That was okay for Carl. Keith got criticized a lot. So that was hard on him. He broke up the band because of that. And we never played Europe, Japan, you know, wherever else, Brazil. I mean, I was so looking forward to it. Yeah, but, you know, after that, it seems like doors kept opening for me. I will say that to play with Keith Emerson gives you a stamp of approval that maybe no other musician could give you. You know, he is the best of the best, so dedicated, such a great musician, plays the hardest material, was the nicest guy, funny guy, everything. People just loved him. So when they find out, hey, you play Keith Emerson, yeah, hey, you want to give it a try over here, you know? Yeah, it happened with the band Ambrosia with me, you know? I joined them as a singer, singing blue-eyed soul stuff, which has nothing to do with Keith, but they thought, well, if he's good enough to do that, and he says he can sing this stuff, we ought to give him a try, you know? That was an amazing time for me.
The brilliant Robert Berry there. For more ELP chat and to hear what work he did with Sammy Hagar and many others, then check out the full interview I did with Robert on episode 24 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for November the 23rd. I'll be back tomorrow with another This Day Rocks. So until then, take care.